Listen, bitch, most people aren't oppressed. They are unchecked. They outsource their thinking, they numb their discomfort, they blame systems that they refuse to understand, and then they wonder why they feel small, why their lives feel small. Ignorance isn't a lack of information anymore. It is refusal to take responsibility of your mind, your choices, and your reactions. Using your brain means actually questioning narratives and disciplining impulses and owning consequences without crying victim. Freedom doesn't come from being saved. It comes from deciding to wake the hell up and run your own life. Okay? And shit, welcome to the Liz and Bitch podcast, you guys, with your favorite podcast host and Christian mindset coach, me, Brandon Lynette. If that opener rattled you good, because that means your brain is still online. And today's guest, oh, she is absolutely going to co-sign on everything I just said. I am joined by Amy Fordyce, mom, wife, lover of life, voiceover artist, and radio host since 1989. Yeah, before the world lost its shit, right? And podcast host since 2020, because mindset actually matters. She lives on the beach, thrives in the online space, and believes being real, raw, and honest isn't optional. It's necessary. She loves a girl's getaway, good wine, spicy conversations, a little marijuana, unapologetic political talk. And yeah, she's got a healthy conspiracy theory side because she still questions things. Basically, she uses her brain, which already makes her family here. I know you guys are going to love her. Amy, thank you so much for being here today.
Thank you so much, Brandon. And I just have to say, your name is so cute and so memorable. I love
In for a
it.
girl. Yeah, it's funny because I got into a lot of political pages this year, and their first thing is to go crazy because they think I'm because my name is Brandon. They're like, oh, and here you are dressing up like a woman. And they just kind of freak out. I'm like, I was born with a vagina. Sorry about that. Name I can't change, but other things we can. So yeah, I've grown into it. It's fun.
I love it. Absolutely love it. And you're so, you know what? Oh God. Where do we even start?
Right.
Where do we even start? You know, I was listening to your podcast for a little while today while I was getting ready and doing stuff. And we are so similar and we are just at that stage in our life. I don't know how young you are. How young are you?
how old am I? I'll be 46 in February.
46, and I just turned 55. So, you know, when we get to that age, when we get to a certain point, God, I wish I would have known then what I know now. And I wish that I wouldn't have been scared to just be my true, authentic self. And I think that so many people walk around with their, you know, sock and knots in their shoe, and they just don't even know how to go through life. And it's just, you know, it's something when you get to a certain age, you just kind of come into yourself and you're like, fuck you. I don't care who you are, what you're about. You cannot go through life pretending to be somebody else. It's so important just to be your real, raw, authentic self. And it's something that I've just grown into. And I think once you get to that point, you're just like, you know what? I am who I am. And if you don't like it, F off.
For sure. I think I've been there for a while because I have six kids and I don't have the energy or the mental capacity to be anybody but me. And I think that's what has made my journey so easy because I'm like, it's too much work. It's too much work to perform for people. It's too much work to put on the mask every day. So I think, yeah, you get forced into it one way or another. Either you're going to get sick and tired of being sick and tired of all the people around you and all the things, you know. But as far as, I mean, politics, like, I didn't care. You know what I mean? I didn't care. I was still me. I voted how I voted. I believed in the policies. I believed in the things. But then, like, I got radicalized. And so now I speak out. And now it's something that I'm, you know, I don't tiptoe around anymore. So if that means being more me and not caring, I mean, I lost a lot of people in the space when I started to speak about my values and ethics, which is crazy.
Yeah.
Like people,
It's
I'm like, were you listening to me 2 years ago thinking I just think murdering babies is okay? Like, were people listening to my podcast thinking that I'm like that? No, there's no way. No way.
yeah. It's so crazy how, you know, I voted Obama
So did I,
twice.
girl. So did I.
Yeah.
No,
Oh my God, we're so on the same page. And
time.
you
It took
know,
one vote.
I remember walking out of the door that day, and I remember it like it was yesterday. And my partner of almost 26 years, at the time, he's from Holland and he has seen some shit for sure. And he goes, "So you're really gonna go vote Obama?" And I'm like, "I sure am." Didn't know anything about him except he was black, and I felt like that was the way to do it.
Well, he
That
lied
was
to
my
me. He said he was against abortion. He was like, "This isn't okay." And I'm like, "Oh, that's my guy." And then all of a sudden, the tables turned when he got in office.
the divider in chief is what I call him. And but the fact that I went and voted for someone I knew nothing about, and now I know why these people are marching in the streets. They don't even know why they're there half the time. And
No.
it
No.
makes me so mad. It makes me so mad
Yeah.
now. Yeah.
But now I think that's really opened up my eyes, especially in the space that I'm in, because more people need to hear. I do a political podcast, so I really do keep it, I keep it pretty separate, genuinely. But like,
Yeah.
people need to learn to start thinking for themselves. So I'm very excited to talk about your podcast and how you brought that out, because mindset is fucking everything, and waking up matters. Like, I can't just be the only one that is just like, I can't stay still. I can't be in the same place. Like, I have to be doing things, and there have to be people out there like me, right? That understand it's mindset hacks. So the people doing nothing, how are you guys doing it? Like, how are you living in your skin without, just thinking for yourselves? It's insane to me.
Well, like I said, we've all been conditioned since day one to believe and think the way that, how we become, like in school, starts in school, it starts at home, and we don't know what we don't know until we know. And it's just crazy to me. And my mom died in November of 2019, and that really rocked my world. It really rocked my world. And then in 2020, once I started really healing and kind of moving forward, I decided, with my background being in radio for since 1989, I was 18 years old when I was first on the air. And I knew that, I think we all know this, but we don't do anything about it, is that when you make something a priority, amazing things happen.
Yeah.
You know that, I know that. But so many people don't know that. And so one day I woke up and I was like, I had just been inspired by so many podcasters. And I woke up one morning and I was like, I have the equipment. I know how to do everything. I've had this radio background in
You've
me
been in it.
forever. Yeah, I knew how to do it. And so that morning I woke up and I said, today I'm going to create a podcast. I don't know what I'm going to do, but I sat down, I brainstormed, I did my thing, I thought about it, I came up with my name, the name of it that day, and I put out my first episode within 2 hours.
I love that.
And so I really pride myself in making all of my episodes 15 minutes or less. This is really for someone who maybe just, they want to drive to work and listen to a complete podcast on their way to work or whatever they're doing. And so I knew that there were so many things that I had kept to myself that I knew would help so many people with, dark, deep secrets after having a baby, postpartum depression, and making friends as an adult is not as easy as it used to be. Like when we were in school, we just become friends and be like, okay, great. But as an adult and living in the same area where I was born and raised, we have our friends from high school. We have certain people in our life. So making new friends as a 55-year-old, or back in the day, 50, when I was 50 at the time, I met some of my bestest friends. And we don't align on everything, but we align on a lot of things. And it's just been incredible that I can take stuff that I've done
Yeah.
in my life and I can bring it forward to allow people to make their own decisions. Say, yeah, I totally agree with her, or nope, I don't agree with her at all. And that's okay. And that's what makes the world go round. And that's what I just love about it. I love that you and I posted something about my podcast. You saw it. And that's what I love about social media, is that
Right.
I don't know you. You
Yeah.
don't know me. You
I don't
said,
even know
hey.
how I found you. I honestly think one of my friends, Colleen, she might be a mutual friend of ours.
She is. In
Kathleen
fact, I
Pauline.
was,
Okay.
yes. In fact, I was doing a live video before I jumped on to the podcast, and Colleen goes, "Oh my gosh, I love Brandon." I'm like, "Wait, what? You know
She gave me a list of people because she is so frustrated with my Facebook page because when I started speaking out like 6 months ago, I mean, I was bombarded and she's like, you have such great content and nobody's noticing. She's like, you have to follow these amazing people. And she gave me a list of like 20 people of non-negotiable. She's like, get it, follow them right now. Stop what you're doing. Go follow them and watch their content. And I'm like, okay. Yes, boss. So
I
yeah,
love that.
she introduced me to some really great people. Just to try to, I guess help me feel like I'm not alone out here because it was insane for a minute.
It's hard, right?
Yeah.
It's hard. It's hard. It's hard when we have our brains and we know what we want out of life because so many people walk around, they just have no idea what they want, who they are, what they're about, where they're going. They don't know anything. And I love when I connect with people who can bring so much value to the online space, whether it be through live videos or podcasting or whatever it is. And I remember putting up a post and you said, "Why don't you be a guest on my podcast?" And without even knowing who you were, what you're about, I was like, "Okay, like, yeah, let's do it."
You
So
guys,
we
you
made the
planned
plan.
like 2 days ago or 3 days ago. I don't know. It's
Yeah.
been a blur, but it was that fast. And that's why I tell people all the time, like post what you do. The right people are going to find you. Everything aligns. Just keep posting. If you didn't post about your podcast, I'd never know about it. And I feel like the world needs more podcasts. I literally coach people on this. Get your podcast started. It's so easy. Like
It
it is,
really is.
there is no one has an excuse to not do it. If you have a voice, you have Wi-Fi, like you're good to go. And I mean, I'm probably not even a normal podcaster because I don't edit, I don't do anything. I literally, it's so simple. So more people need to
Brandon.
be doing this. They need to be.
Brandon, I'm telling you, I literally just said this on my live today. I said, when I put out my podcast, when I put out my episodes, there's no editing. It's just who I am. It's the real raw thing. And I don't try to edit mess ups or anything like that because what I say is we go through life live. We don't get a second chance to walk into the grocery store. If you're live, you're live. So why edit? And I love that about you. I love that you said that because I think that's really important. There's so much editing going on with AI and everything. And again, I'm not going to say that I don't use AI. I do in moderation. I love filters in moderation, but we need to get back to the real, the raw, because that is what is so relatable about you and myself is that we're here for it, in all of our glory.
Yeah. And it's going to last, you guys. We're going to outlive the people that are using AI so much. And seriously, you guys know I use it. I freaking went to my YouTube analytics. I kept getting these emails from some foreign dudes that are like, let me fix your page. And they want thousands of dollars. And I'm, I hate you. I hate all the things. And I'm like, oh, I'm going to have to suck it up. So I went to chat and I'm like, hey, I keep getting these emails. I sent the email. I'm like, can't you just do this for my page for me? Oh my gosh. So chat ran the analytics on all my stuff. I sent screenshots and I have an actual step-by-step process now to turn my YouTube page around. So AI, 100%, there is a place for it, right? I am doing stuff on my website that I use to outsource for hundreds of dollars because I can go to chat and say step-by-step, walk me through how to change this code. How do I move this picture here? How do I do these things? Absolutely. But there, it will never be able to replace your voice. It will never be able to replace the humanity that comes from just speaking from a place of emotion and that real and that raw conversation. And that's why I'm excited for this talk because, it's not a specifically scripted thing. We don't, there's not rules to follow. And that's really I try to keep the whole podcast like that. But come on, you guys. Like relatability, it's going to be humans. And whatever you're going through, like your mess is your message, dummies. Like that struggle that you're like embarrassed
Oh, I
about.
like that. Yeah, I like that.
I can't because my life is such a wreck. So come tell us that. Like I've never hid that. I've gone through so much and over 500 episodes of this show, I've been 100 different people. I'm on like season 9 because I changed so much that I'm like, oh, I can't log on to season 9 because I'm not that same person. You know, it's
Yeah.
we're supposed to grow, and if you can't show people the messy part of that, your message is never going to stick on a point of relatability, and everyone's gonna just going to keep comparing themselves to the perfect edited podcast, scripted Instagram princess, perfect profile bullshit. And it's all bullshit. Those people aren't happy. You put me in a little box and say, Brandon, this is your script. You can't talk about anything but this. I will go crazy.
Can you even imagine? I guess maybe at some point when social media came out, I think I joined Facebook, I don't know, 2008.
Yeah.
And, I was so scared to post anything in fear of judgment. And the cool thing is that now, as we age and we grow up and we learn all the things that we want to learn, we learn that people are going to judge you no matter what.
Matter what.
And so, you know what? It doesn't matter. You can have that curated social media page, and
Yep.
so many people just want perfection. And, there's that it just doesn't exist.
No.
And the most relatable people out there are the ones who show up with no makeup, show up with a messy bun. I love what you said about your mess is your message. And it's so true because we all, every single one of us has something to say. We have a story. I talk a lot about my abandonment issues with my father and how it kind of shaped me. And I feel so blessed and angry at the same time that he is who he is. And it allowed me to be who I am through divorce and all the things. And it's so funny because I was saying the other day, if I ever write a book, it's going to be titled, and I have to laugh at this, How My Mom's Best Friend Became My Stepmom.
Okay. I would read that. That's like some
Isn't that
reality
great?
TV tea. So, yeah.
Yeah, right. Yeah. So my dad, through the abandonment issues, he married my mom's best friend. Someone who used to babysit me.
Right.
And she had twin daughters, and my dad adopted them.
Wow.
And it's been a crazy ride, but I am also very blessed for that mess because it really shaped me who I am today. And like I say before, and I say it all the time, our obstacles and our struggles, we're always going to have that. But I'm so incredibly grateful for all of those unanswered prayers. I am so grateful for all the obstacles and all the struggles because anything that you've ever been through, you have gotten through it up to this very point of you watching Brandon and I. Like every single obstacle, every struggle, every tear, everything you've gotten through up to this point, if you're lucky.
Right.
And so I really pride myself in talking about the hard topics. I've talked about suicidal thoughts. I've talked about, obviously the abandonment issues with my dad. I've talked about the death of my mom. I've talked about, something that no one talks about is what do you do when your parents die and they're not married, they're by themselves. You're the one that has to go in and clean up the house. You're the one that has to write the eulogy at the memorial. And I talked about writing a eulogy. I mean, it's the stuff that we don't even think about.
Yeah.
And it's just been such a game changer to be honest and just to be so real and raw with people, because when you are, you're bringing in all the people that really like you for that. And those are the people that are going to be in your life forever, not the ones that, if you're playing the game and you're trying to be somebody you're not, you're inviting in all the wrong people.
Yeah. But I
And
think it's
so.
important to note on your journey with your voice and for you guys to understand what separates the people, because everybody went through shit. Like everybody has a story, right? Everybody has a story. But the difference between the people like you and I and other people is that we chose healing, we chose forgiveness. Okay. I guarantee that no matter what, my mom signed her rights off on me when I was 12. I emancipated as a ward of the state at 15. I've been out there doing the damn thing since I was 15, right? I could have taken that and been a victim my entire life and just continue to feel sorry for myself and to take a lot of hate and all the things. But like exactly like you did, Amy, it was that matter of like, I'm so glad. In fact, I just saw a Facebook post 2 days ago that I posted 4 years ago where I was like, cheers to the, kids out there grieving their parents who are still alive for whatever that reason is. And I, wherever my mom is, I'm just thankful. I pray that she's finding happiness, that she's finally choosing herself, because I'm so glad that all of her actions got me to this point. Yeah,
You're so right.
it still hurts. I still grieve. Like, we're still here.
100%.
But the difference is that we didn't carry on with a vengeance. You guys have to forgive the people that you're never going to get an apology from. And I've had an apology from my mom. It didn't change anything. I was so glad that I forgave her before that apology came, because we put so much weight on, like, they have to pay for this, and whoever hurt me needs to pay for this. And we just want to hurt the whole world because we're hurting. But like, you heal that shit, you are unstoppable. And you're going to
You
do that at,
truly
like,
are.
do
You
podcast.
truly are. And I do have to say, I may not be there with the forgiving with my dad. I have, this is something that I've always said too, is, I do think it's important to forgive, but
Right.
you don't always have to forgive out loud to the person, that it's
Correct.
okay to forgive with, like, I forgive my dad. I do. And I have to in order to move on. Do I like how he does things? Absolutely not. But I am who I am because of him, and I am so thankful. And this is something else too. I was talking about my ex-husband, and I was talking about how we've had words with each other over the years, and I hadn't seen him in 14 years, and he came by to see my son, who's 28, and we had a lovely conversation. It was just so nice to be in his presence again. And even though we had words with each other in the past when I was younger,
Yeah.
I am older now and wiser. And he came to the house, and my honey, we're not married, but we've been together almost 26 years, invited him in and said, "Hey, yeah, can I get you something to drink?" And I mean, I was panicking a little bit
Right.
just because I hadn't been in this space for so long. But we all just sat down and talked like actual humans and adults. And it was so nice. And when he left, it was just something that just kind of washed over me. And it was something like I'd been baptized or something. It was just so nice to see that we could all sit in the same room. 15 years ago, I would have been all, "Fuck you, son of a bitch," blah, blah, blah,
Exactly.
blah, all the things. But I'm not that person anymore. And I understand that as we grow, we're going to change our views. And I say give glory all to my ex-husband, because if it wasn't for him, I wouldn't be where I am today.
Right.
And I wouldn't be in the relationship that I am today. And I would not, when I left him, I said, we have to move forward, but I know the next relationship I get in, I know exactly what I'm looking for and exactly what I don't want. And so, gosh, I got all of that and more. And I hope that everybody can find a partner like what I have, because it's been amazing. But it was just, it was different.
Yeah.
And it was really nice to be so comfortable in who I am that we were able just to sit down and have a conversation. I don't know. Have you ever been married?
divorced twice now.
Okay.
Oh yes, to
Okay.
the same guy. So yeah, I get that, and I'm thankful for that experience, because again, it's on the other side of that, I'm like, all right, now I'm making non-negotiable what I want in a partner. And that's what I found in my husband. So it's,
Exactly.
I just think emotional regulation, enough people don't have this. They just don't. And everyone's out there reactive, and you can't grow through these relationships and the arena of life. You can't grow through this if you are not checking yourself. You just can't. And taking responsibility for your feelings,
Oh my gosh, yeah.
My ex-husband still won't be in a room with me. He It's always been a matter of like he hates me more than he loves the kids, and it's become very apparent. And you know, one of my son and him were butting heads, and at that moment, like there's a petty part of me that's like, oh hell yeah, they're fighting, you know, that whatever. And it was a very tiny moment because what is the truth? Like, my son's a better man if he's getting along with both of his parents, you know? So I stepped in, I willingly helped. You know, this guy would run me over if he could twice. Like, he is just very toxic. But I stepped in, I did the big girl thing because I could check my shit at the door. You know, it's not about me, it's about my son. And I love my son enough to know, like, this guy, this is what he needs to hear. And you know, so I did a great thing. And it would the favor be returned? No, because like it's been over 15 years, girl, and there's no way. Like, we had to go to therapy after the divorce, and the counselor, when we were done, she was like, I am so sorry. It's going to be at least 10 years before he gets over this. 10 years has come and gone, and I'm like, is he done yet? Like, when do we get to that point of like, can we sit in the same room and he doesn't want to kill me, but he's not there. Not my problem, not taking it on. And what is the truth, you guys? It's not about me. Like, he's fighting his own demons. I'm just the punching bag. So I, you know, it is what it
Absolutely. It is. Oh my gosh. It's like not
is.
my circus, not my monkey. No. And it's hard. And you know, I've talked about divorce on my podcast as well, and I'm sure you have too. It's just, you know, divorce, it can be really messy and it can be really hard, but when you come into your own and you're just like, I'm just gonna let it go. Like, let it go. There's so much heaviness right here with divorce. And, you know, and this is one thing, you know, my son's a lot older now. He's 28, like I was saying, but I never, ever, ever, and I cannot say this louder, is that I never wanted my son to not have a relationship with his dad.
Of
Even
course.
though I didn't like him and I didn't like what he was doing, and he's been married, you know, to like he's on his third divorce now. And, you know, I always wanted my son to have a relationship with him. I never wanted to keep him from that. And they do have a relationship now that my son is old enough to say, bye, bitch. Like, I don't want to talk to you right now. Or, yeah, now I'm healthy enough to have you in my life. Because my ex was. He's better now, but back in the day, he's just an angry person, just a really angry person. And it's really hard to help people that are just angry over everything. And I just knew that I needed to divorce him when my son was, when he was three. I knew that I needed to get out because not because of abuse or anything. Now, verbal abuse, yes.
It is
Physical abuse, huh?
the verbal abuse. When someone's angry, you're getting abused one way or another, and it may not be the bruises, but it still sucks.
That's exactly right. Exactly right, Brandon. The verbal abuse, sometimes verbal abuse, you know, I'm not going to compare physical or verbal. It's awful all the way around. But the verbal abuse really got to me because I was like, this isn't who I am. I'm a happy, lucky go pr like I'm one of those people that just when I see someone who bought a new house, I'm so excited for them. I'm excited for my friends. I'm excited to see good things happening to people. And I've always been like that. That's just my character. It's who I am. And he hated that. He hated anyone that was ahead of him. And I knew that I just needed to get out because I did not want to raise my son like that. I just didn't. And so when I got out, that was a day that's really memorable for me. You know, it wasn't great situations. I was living in Kansas and had to move back to California, my home state of California. Well, don't even get me started
Sorry
on,
about that.
but, coming back, just, I had this weight off of my shoulders and I had to live with my sister until I could get on my feet. And, you know, I've been through the struggles. And I'm proud to talk about that now because if anyone is going through that, I hope that they get a little bit of inspiration through me or through you or through anyone that they're listening to. I think it's so important. Like you said, our mess is our message. And if we can help one person, That's amazing. And so I'm an open book now, and I talk about it all. I talk about menopause. I talk about it all. I talk about how friendships end, and that is okay. It's okay to outgrow those friends that you've been friends with forever. You know, sometimes there's some people that just want to stay the victim, like we were talking about. They want to stay the victim, they want to be the victim. And they just don't want to grow. And I'm all about growing and leveling up every single day of my life. Now, do I have days that I have mental breakdowns? Yeah, I do. Do I have days that I just want to throw the covers over my face and start over again? Absolutely. We are human. But every day I want to level up. Do I level up every day? No. But do I want to? Yes, it's all up in here and what we want and how we want to proceed forward. I think it's really, really important, especially for women. We need to come together and not be so vile with each other. I see so much hate, you
Part.
know, on social media, and I'm just like, why?
Yeah.
What's the competition? What's the competition? I don't get it.
And it takes a
Just
lot.
like
Yeah.
you know, just like you said, come to my podcast. Like, I have a podcast too. And you're like, come on mine. And there's plenty of space for all of us. And I love that about you. I really did. I was like, wow, that's great.
Oh, I'm
She wants me
definitely
to
a
be on
girl's
her.
girl, and I want to talk about the
Yeah.
people that are out here doing the work, and I mean that's how it should be, but like with everything that you're saying and everything that you're willing to talk about, I think so many people just don't understand. Number one, your struggle doesn't make you special. Okay? It doesn't. And you think like you're some, "Oh, I'm really just going through it though." No, and the fact that you do think you're special for that struggle, you're just kind of feeding that loop of the victim and the shame spiral, which means unless you really check yourself, unless you really work through your emotional regulation and you take responsibility for your mindset, you would never be able to come and talk about that stuff because there's a
Yeah.
level of growth here to be able to release the shame. There's so many people where they're going through the same everyday thing and they feel like it's we just can't talk about it publicly. Like, why? You're not the first one to get divorced. You're not the first one, to go through menopause. You're not the first one to have suicidal thoughts. You're not the first one to whatever it is. You're not, I just, that's how we help each other, you guys. And the more you come out here and you step into your voice and you embrace reality, right? Like my kids are getting older and I've struggled this past year of like navigating who the hell am I now? My two girls moved out. We used to be the three amigos. Like I did everything without them. It fucked me up. Like I did throw the covers over my head and I was like, I'm done. Like being a mom hurts too much. I quit. Like, I don't know what the rest of you are gonna do, but I'm done. 'Cause this is
I
bullshit.
have been there.
Yeah. Nobody talks about that stuff. So it's, I'm willing to say, like, I'm really fucked up right now and I'm struggling to find a place. And, it's just, and then we've got this culture of media brainwashing, 'cause that's what they do. Media brainwashing kids to victimize themselves. So everything their parents did was trauma. Like, if you made a mistake as a parent, you created so much trauma in your kid's thing. And there's this whole, like, I can't talk to you because you gave me so much trauma.
I
And
know.
I mean, it was a whole movement. They did a great job. Cheers, media, big tech, big pharma, you're all fuckers. And we know it. And it's fine. But like, it's still that experience of going through it. So you still, just navigating all of that. I don't know what I'm going to do when I don't have any kids left in the house. I'm going to lose my mind, but I'll be talking about it. I'm not going to hide it. I'm not going to stop talking out loud and just cower and be like everything's fine.
Yeah.
My whole
How
identity
many?
been being a mom and now it's changing. It's weird.
Exactly. You have a lot of things going on. How many kids do you have at home now?
Four. Well,
So you
yeah,
have four.
four. My son's waiting to go to the Marines. I think we're like 4 months out from that. So then I'll be down to three.
Yeah. They say that when you when you're an empty, what do they call it? An empty
Empty.
nester. Yeah, that you know, a lot of things change. And that's when a lot of people end up getting divorced, is because, you know, a friend of ours, my honey's cousin, got divorced after, my God, like 40 years,
Wow.
and they had seven kids, and they're all gone. They're all grown up and out. And then they realize that it was just the two of them. And they really kind of had to figure out who they were
They
as a
were right.
couple and not just a mom and dad.
Right.
And that's really hard. My son still lives here at home. He's 28. He works for the family business.
Nice.
And he California, we live 9 blocks to the beach. It's so expensive to live here. And he's like, "Mom, I don't want roommates." And I'm like, "Well, I don't know what to tell you because a 2-bedroom, 2-bath apartment's like $3,000 a month here." So it's hard. So we did build a way for him to still live here, have his own entrance, have his own area and stuff like that. So he has his own space, which is nice, but God, you're so right.
I just want to say, I think it's, this was just a way for the government to get more money. Kids always lived on the farm and kind of took over. Like, families never separated like they do now. That's another planted bullshit thing because they get more tax money, more like we're lining up their fucking pockets by playing this game of like, my kid has to go to school, go to college, get in debt, get a job, fight in that debt, get their own house. Like, all of it was a scam. If I had to do it over again, I would have gone and built a farm 20 years ago and never left it, but again, I didn't know then what I know now. So, I mean,
Right.
my kids are never, that was never a thing. I'm like, college, I don't know if you're really going to use it. Cool. If not, they got full scholarships. I'm like, cool, go have fun with it. Be a kid. There was never pressure to like, you have to do this and this and this. It's just they're doing it. And I'm here for it. But cheers to you guys. I hope that my younger kids, like, we can work something out like that. And I live in a blue state too, so it's not like we can afford a bunch of houses on the block. I mean, Michigan,
Right.
that bitch is lining her pockets like crazy too. So.
I just read that it's so crazy that you're talking about this because I was just reading an article about how, look at the Amish.
They
all
have
their
it.
families stay together, and I mean, look at how healthy they are. And my honey raised my son, helped me raise him from the time he was 3 years old, and he's now involved with Gerben is his name, Gerben's business, which is water well drilling.
Nice.
And so he goes, I love that he still lives here. And I was reading this article about how what you just said, how it is all a scam. Everyone wants to push their kids out, push their kids out, push their kids out. Whatever happened to allowing our families to stay together a little bit longer? I'm telling you, the Mexican families, they've got it going on because they are all living together.
Generational, they keep it there. I love
Generational.
it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
We fell for it, the brainwashing, and a lot of people get rich off of it because of that. So it was just
Yeah.
an orchestrated plan. Unfortunately, we fell for it, but yeah, I love that he still lives there. And I joke all the time, like, these three can't leave. I tell my son, no pressure to do what you want to do, just have fun, be a kid forever. But my
Yeah.
husband is like, how much longer till the last one's gone? He's on the end.
Exactly.
And so, but I do think that's important. And I talk about that a lot too, is that like Benjamin and I have non-negotiable things to make sure our foundation is us. This is about us, and being parents is like a bonus of who we are. So it doesn't define us. And the days we drown in it, there's always, a specific moment that we call intentionally to say, okay, let's come back. Let's come back to us. 'Cause one way or another, I mean, kids, I do want my babies to get married and have babies, of course. So there's going to
Right.
be it's going to happen, and they're all going to leave. But yeah, my husband, he'll be all right. He's going to be all right. And he's just waiting. He's like the countdown. We're the complete opposite. I'm already crying for what's happening in 5 years. And he's like, tick tock, tick tock.
You guys still do date nights?
Kind of. Yeah,
Yeah.
we do date mornings,
Okay.
and we do try to do date nights, but we're solo here, man. It's, two of us, no other family, no, it is literally just the two of us doing this damn thing. So yeah, we don't have like, hey kids, go to grandma's house for the night, we're gonna go hang out. And I have a severe distrust in people, so it's not like, hey kids, go to join Richard's house. Yeah, I don't know. I've never been that person. So we get creative. Yeah.
You have to get creative. How long have you guys been together? Maybe you said it. I can't remember.
Oh, I think it's like 15 years now. Is it
Okay.
longer? I don't know. He's the smart one of that. I lost track, and that's probably why we're still married, you guys. I don't know. Is that the secret to a lasting marriage? Not paying attention. We've missed our anniversary like 2 years in a row. Not even
Okay.
joking.
So that's funny
Yeah.
because we've missed our anniversaries 2 years in a row as well, because we're not like, it's our anniversary. You got to get me a present. You got to do this. We got to go somewhere. We got to all the things. It's just like, we just let it be. You know, I have to tell you something that I've talked about on my podcast, and this is really controversial with a lot of people. And I'm going to tell you something that we did that saved our relationship. We really struggled the first few years because my mom lived with us for the first 3 years.
Okay.
And it was really, really hard. And we don't sleep together well, like sleeping
Right.
together well. And after my mom, we got her own place and she was all good and all situated. We decided that we were going to have our own separate rooms to sleep in.
I'm sure people
That
lost
was.
their fucking minds if you talked about that publicly.
Oh my God. It is so absurd to me. Like,
Can I go back and read the comments on this? Tag me, because oh my God, I can't believe, But if you look at
it is.
grandparents, my husband's
Exactly. I love
grandparents had
Lucy,
separate
all the
beds.
things,
Yeah.
right? Yeah. So once we were kind of like, well, let's just try it and see. I'm a wiggler. He's a snorer. He's sucking the paint off the fucking walls. I can't sleep. I'm wiggling. I'm pressing him. So if I'm constantly going like this to wake him up, guess what? I'm not sleeping.
Sleeping.
So, once we decided to have our own rooms for sleeping, it changed everything about us. We were waking up feeling good, not
Eat.
cranky. We're still having sex. And that's the number one. People are like, oh my God, I could never. So you guys don't have sex. I'm like, did I say anything
Exactly.
about
Right.
that? I never said anything about not having sex. I just said something about we sleep in separate rooms. We have our own beds, our own rooms. Now, when the time is right, I'll walk into his room
Yeah.
or he'll walk into my room and, knock it out a little bit.
Well,
I don't know.
I've co-slept. I've had a baby in the bed for 20, I don't know how long. Never has there not been a baby in the bed. That's just how it's whatever. Still have a baby in the bed. So I'm the opposite, but I do get exactly what you're saying, and I would support
Yeah.
anybody who does that, because people are always like, oh, they co-sleep. And they think that things don't happen. Like, do you think I miraculously got pregnant with the last two kids because we couldn't have sex because kids were sleeping in my bed? I don't know. I guess maybe, but you just get creative. And the fact that everybody's so fucking brainwashed about how to live and what to do when you think there's this, I'm telling you right now, I found the guidebook to life and it's the Bible. And in nowhere does it say that you have to be socially accepted by everyone on social media and you have to play this role. Yes, that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
So,
Brandon, I think we are so much alike. It's not even funny. I think we have such similar topics and the way that we are navigating through life. I think we are so similar, and I love that.
you, my audience, are gonna love your podcast. Like, I know they're gonna love it. I'm excited that you came on so that we could talk about that, so they have another podcast to follow.
I love that. Yeah. Thank you so much. But I think it's just really important for us to talk about the things that are close to us, because how do we learn if nobody's talking? If no one is talking, we're not learning. Like you were saying, I mean, life, the way they have it set up is the biggest scam of all time. I mean, COVID, as you know, I mean, my God, that was just planned perfectly to break down businesses and families and everything else. It was just awful. And I'm seeing the the results of it with my son being so antisocial because that happened to him in a really crucial time. And now he's just like, I don't want to see anybody. I'm just going to DoorDash everything and I'm going to do this and this. And I don't cook and I don't want to go anywhere and be around people. And it's just like, it was just planned so perfectly. And it just makes me want to vomit. It pisses me off. It really does.
They did a great job with that one. I mean,
They
everything they've
really
done,
did.
I'm like, brilliant, brilliant. But I think Hitler was brilliant too. You know what I mean? Like, it doesn't make everything justified. It doesn't make everything okay. Brilliant people are always going to manipulate situations. That's intelligence wins every time. And they use all of us. We're useful idiots. We fall for it. Like, how many hours a day are you guys just scrolling on your phone, falling for the traps, arguing with each other about a scripted scenario online, when really, like, you should be worried about your damn self and your emotional regulation and your mindset. I will say that forever. Take care of yourself first. Get your house in order. Get right with God. Then start working in your community. Like, vote there and then give a shit. You know, it's turning our noses and our backs to everything is how we got here. It's how we ended up with men in women's locker rooms. It's how we ended up with mentally ill people in our military and in our government. It's how, like, we all just did nothing. And the days of doing nothing are done. And we have to have these conversations and we have to talk about these things. And you guys have to get emotionally regulated and you have to get your mindset right, which means we're not victims. I can see the plan and I can know that, you know, I didn't comply. I didn't wear your stupid masks. I
I
didn't get your
didn't
stupid jabs.
either.
I didn't play your stupid games. And we don't have to ever, ever comply like that on that level ever again. 'Cause they'll try again. It was a brilliant plan. Why wouldn't they do it again?
Yeah, they were just trying to see how far they could get away with
That's it,
stuff and
for sure.
to see, the mind games. But God, the mental illness that is just running rampant in our country is insane. I mean, it's truly the plan. It's so sad. The pronouns, it started with the pronouns and then it was all about all the stuff. And I was just like, oh my God, like this is insane how we're even having a conversation, how men who now are, they say women, can even play in women's sports. I mean, this is a whole conversation that should not even, it shouldn't even exist.
Exist. And the fact that everyone is so numb to the things, like, you know, you're a conspiracy theorist and that's the thing. How is that even a thing now? Like, we've called out the truth, and now when stuff happens, we're not even surprised. It's not even fun anymore. Like, yeah, we learned the truth about Kennedy. Duh, we knew it. We weren't surprised. You know, we know the truth about Epstein when it finally comes out. Is anybody going to be surprised? No. And it sucks. It sucks that we are not shocked anymore by anything that they do. Not even shocked
Exactly.
that they get away with it. Like, you know, Boiling Point. I do Boiling Point Faith and Fire podcast. You guys, if you haven't tuned in, I do go crazy over there. But at the end of the day, it's spiritual warfare and the devil has gone crazy. And it looks like he's winning, but I promise he doesn't. He just doesn't, you know? So for now, you know, get your home in order, follow the right people, build up your circle so that you can start building that confidence, so you can find your voice, so you can help people like Amy and I share what's actually going to help you move the needle in your life. At the end of the day, when you die, God's not going to ask you about what Trump did. He's not going to ask you about what Amy did. He's not going to ask you about what I did. He's not even going to ask you about your dad or your uncle or your brother. He's just going to be like, all right, Susan. It's you and me. I don't see that you did a lot with your life here. How, that's what matters. Using your voice and stepping into that potential and being able to say, you know, no matter how much shame I felt in this moment, that's not real. The truth is, God did a lot for me to be here. And he did, you guys, read the Bible. Like, he orchestrated this entire thing for you specifically. And I don't know a love that could even be described in words. that would cover or encompass what he has done for us. So, I mean, at the end of the day, yeah, the world has lost its ever-loving mind, and it sucks to not be shocked anymore.
You
But
know, you're so right.
yeah.
You're so right. We're not shocked. I mean, something horrific happens, and I'm like, oh, wow. We're just so numb to everything now. And it's just, everything is just okay. Everything is just fine. You can do this. You can do whatever you want. You can play the victim. You can go and do and be whatever you want to be. But you know what? I mean, you know, I'm such a, life is not long. And I'm always telling my audience to go out and do the damn things.
Do the
Make
damn
the
things.
girls trip.
Yes.
Do the damn things. Book the trip, because I'm telling you know, in my 40s, you know, my best years of my life are my 30s, 40s, and 50s so far. And I can truly say that has been the best part of my life. But when you hit a certain age, you do start to slow down. I mean, people are going, you have 100 years, but you really don't. You know, once you hit 60, maybe 65, you start to slow down a little bit. Your body is not built to last forever, and you start to slow down. And you can't take those trips maybe how you used to when you were in your 40s and 50s. So I'm always saying, you know, someday there won't be a someday. You gotta go out there and do the damn things. Book the trip, book the girls' trips. I'm always a huge advocate for taking girls' trips. And I know some people, their husbands don't like that. And I'm a huge, huge fan of, you know, disconnecting from social media,
Yeah.
taking a couple of girls, take a train, take a plane, go do an Airbnb on the beach and have some drinks and just unplug
Yeah.
and be in the moment. And I think it's so important, because when I do that, I try to do that every year. When I do a girls trip, I always feel refreshed and just rebooted for life. And it just feels so good. And I just want everyone to feel that
Yeah.
our homes are our safety net. And the comfort of our homes is where it's at. But to get out and do a girls trip, or I don't know if you do girls trips or not, God, they're so
Yeah,
incredible.
I'm like maybe when I grow up, but it's definitely not for me now.
Yeah,
I've
because you've got the kids
got
too, you
babies.
know.
Yeah, I'm 100% like if I wasn't with them, I wouldn't have a great time, you know, 'cause I'd constantly be
Oh,
like, "Oh, my babies." So,
yeah.
yeah. I'm still in mom mode, but maybe when I grow up, I'm going to be listening to your podcast. So number one, I can learn how to make friends. I've never done that in my life. Number two, I can figure out the girls' trips. And number three, obviously iron sharpens iron, you guys. So I will be listening to Amy's Mindset podcast for my own mental health, you know?
For sure. And I'll be listening to yours too. I think it's really important to listen to what other people have to say, not just what's coming out of our mouth. You
Yeah.
know, it's really important to listen to everybody, regardless if you don't agree with them. I'm always willing to hear what someone's got to say. In fact, I had a friend who was very Democratic, and I know that I'm done talking about politics, but she's Amy, I didn't know you were a Republican. I'm like, yeah, conservative, and you know, this and that and all the things. She goes, can we go out to lunch? I'd really like to pick your brain and talk to you about it. Here she is talking about the things that she loves about her politics. And, you know, she has from Democrat to Republican, more of an independent conservative. And I'm just so proud that she was able to say, hey,
Have the conversation.
can I talk about your beliefs? I want to know why. I want to have a conversation of why you are where you are. And I said, absolutely. And we went out to lunch, had a great conversation, and it was beautiful.
I've done that
And
with so many people.
now I see her so much.
Yeah.
And I love that. I love that.
That
I
is.
think it's really important. I think a lot of us kind of get stuck in our own mind and, you know, around people. But also, you know, I don't mind listening to people, but I really do like hanging around my friends that are like-minded.
Yeah.
I'll have a conversation with anyone, but more fun when you can all sit around and talk about the things.
The thing.
And that's beautiful. I have my neighbors over. I call it our women's association group. And they all come over and we have some drinks and we smoke some marijuana and we hang out on the patio and sick and maybe pull out some karaoke and
Nice.
just be in the moments. We don't take pictures. We're not on social media. We're not posting pictures. It's just about four of us, five of us, that's it. And it's beautiful. And I really think everyone needs to do something like that.
I love that.
It really helps. Yeah, it's beautiful. It's a beautiful space to be in for sure. So,
You guys, mindset matters. How many days a week do you do the podcast, Amy? What can they expect from the show going forward?
well, real talk, just real raw, authentic. Like I said, I don't do any editing. So, we're going to be talking about a lot of things called Mindset Matters. I record every Wednesday and then it comes out on Thursday. So, every Thursday, a new episode. And I really hope that I can get more listeners and really have these conversations because it's, if you don't have your mindset right, oh
Right.
boy, that's not good.
Right.
It's not good.
All right, you guys, this is the part of the show
So,
where you don't get to just
yeah,
plod
I really
along and
thank
then
you.
go right back to autopilot. If something in this conversation hit you, that's your cue, not inspiration, but responsibility. So, huge, huge thank you to Amy. Please, you guys, go find her. I will link her podcast in my show notes and her Facebook page so you can follow her. Mindset Matters podcast. If you want mindset conversations that are real and grounded and actually human, and if you're sitting there thinking, okay, but how do I apply this when life gets loud and I'm triggered and I'm tired and I'm done? Well, that's where my fun coaching comes in. Not cheerleading, no bullshit fluff, execution, accountability, and ownership. Okay. Share this episode with someone who still thinks mindset is just positive quotes and good vibes, please. And if you're ready to stop consuming content and actually change your life, everything you need is in the show notes. Coaching, books, next steps. No one is coming to save you, but you don't have to do it alone. I'll see you guys next time. Amy, thanks again so much for joining us today.
Thank you, Brandon. You are absolutely a doll and the best. So thank you for having me on.
I appreciate that.